If you want to get a sense of the devastation that has been caused by these floods, have a listen to a gentleman who spoke to me just before the show started today. His name is Philip.
The reason why I contacted you, approximately 6 o'clock last night, I got home from work and it started to rain. By 6:30, 7:30, it was raining quite heavily and there was thunder and lightning. Now, what happened after that was a torrential downpour. There was 11 of us out in the street trying to clear drains. My wife was in the house on the phone with all the relevant agencies, because we have all the emergency contact numbers. They were all snowed under or whatever it is, and just we couldn't get through to anybody. The drains started to back up.
And meanwhile, you know what's going to happen here, right? Because yep. This has happened to you before, and you must have been distraught.
2006, it happened. We got a couple of neighbours of mine got their flood defences up. I have a 91-year-old neighbour who was just, I don't know what way to describe it. I have another elderly neighbour. We were trying to get his flood defences up, trying to get things sorted out, trying to unblock drains. We put cars across the road. There was no PSNI, were overstretched. They couldn't send anybody around to clean, try to close the road off. We were just totally distraught and we were just waiting. We've got pumps, we've tried pumping stuff out. Once one house was gone, we moved to the next house. Once that was gone, we moved to the next house.
What do you mean gone?
Flooded. We tried to keep it back. We tried to keep the water back to the best of our ability.
Describe to me, Philip, what was happening. Describe what you saw around you.
We saw water coming from my neighbour across the west back garden, from the next street up, flowing through, coming to his house, going through his house, coming across our road into my house, into the neighbour's houses. It just was a torrent. The current, it was actually up to my knee, over the top of our Wellington boots, and the current would have nearly knocked you off your feet.
Seriously?
Honestly, we were moving cars, we were getting cars across the road, and it was just, it was a nightmare. It was a war zone. That's the only way I could describe it. Honestly, the front now is like a war zone. We've now got debris laying out with women's sanitary products, with dead rats. We can't even go outside of our own house. And just last night, it was the water subsided by about, I think it was 11:30, and one of my neighbours opened his front door and there was more water coming out of his house than there was in the street. Now, this is a man in his 60s. We had no agency. The only person that turned up was Michael Copeland. Anybody else? Nobody. We phoned everybody. We tried to get through to everybody. No one. And it was just a complete, honestly, nightmare. Grown men crying in the street because they don't know what they're going to do. One of my neighbours come up and says, "Phil, I don't know. There's people in the street with £4,000 to £5,000 access on their insurance and their houses are ruined, mate." I'm sitting here now. I've just got a boiler guy out to try and get my boiler going. He's done a temporary fix because he says it's scrap. With no landlines. My kids, they're meeting their new teachers today. They're round at my mother's. We can't even get clean uniforms to them, because if we're walking stuff in, if we're going outside to the street and walking, we're walking raw sewage into the house. I don't know what to do, Stephen. And I've contacted the flood line last night was just rung off. There was no response to it. We phoned 999 to the fire brigade and we were put through to Strathclyde fire and rescue. It wasn't even Northern Ireland. And it just turned around and it was just a complete, honestly, it was like a battle zone. You know? So, Stephen, I don't know. I don't even know what's going to happen today, because there's more floods. There's going to be more sort of heavy rain today and there's been nobody out sort of to clear the debris from the street.
So you've been phoning and phoning. What area are we talking about again?
Montgomery, just off Montgomery Road. It's Murrick and Stirling. And because we're sort of at the lowest point of the street and all the streets, all the water from the Castlereagh Hill down through the school, Lisnashara School, down through the drive, down through the park, all congregates at the front of our houses. And there's about 8 houses that are affected.
But they promised you they had sorted out the the drainage in the past, didn't they?
In 07, we had Peter Robinson. I actually had, I think, every sort of party, political party in Northern Ireland standing in my kitchen. And I had DOE water. I had road service. We had them all. The First Minister very kindly called out 2-3 times and explained to them about budgets and says, look, this needs sorted out. And they came and they dug the street out.
Did the First Minister give you any guarantees back in 07?
He turned around and he says, look, what we'll do is we will get it sorted out.
Well,
and now...
Well, he hasn't.
It's 2012 and I'm now standing in my raw sewage in my kitchen. Now, Stephen, where do I go from here? I don't know. I've contacted the insurance companies. They're sending out loss adjusters. Everything's scrap. Down the stairs, everything's scrap. The teas, the kitchen, everything, the fridge, everything's scrap. I can't dry out any clothes. Now the boiler, we're going to start trying to dry out clothes, but the tumble dryer's not working. We can't wash anything.
Have you children?
I have two young children. And I haven't seen them since last night at 6:30 because I had to stay in my mother's. We had to rescue a one-year-old and a two-year-old out of the first house in the street. And we were into our waist in water, trying to get the stuff out and trying to get the kids out. And Stephen, it was just a complete nightmare. We had to rescue another neighbour, kids across the way. When the fire brigade came, we had everybody out. And to be honest with you, I think now, because it's been sewage water and because we were sort of plodding about in it, there's a few people aren't feeling very well at the minute. So I don't know I don't know what to say, Stephen.
Well, you sound like you're on the edge.
I am. Meant to be in work, and we need to get sorted out. Me and my wife are here trying to get insurance companies to get things sorted out, to try and get the house sorted. Our house is our pride and joy. And now it's ruined. And I don't know what to do. I'm a grown man nearly crying here. No help, no assistance from nobody. Last night was just, honestly, Stephen, we were clearing drains at 11:30 last night, and I was left, I wondered what was in the drain, and I brushed it over to one side, and there was two dead rats in it.
Oh, for goodness sake.
If rats can't live in it, how are we going to live in it? Do you know what I mean? I'm just totally, totally disgusted. And as I said, there was some sort of waterboard van drove up through the flood and created a tidal wave. Now, I don't know, I can't really, it was a big lorry with a big sucker machine, and it drove through, and the tidal wave that caused, and we were all standing trying to get him to stop, but he obviously needed to get somewhere and he drove through it. It's like a spectator sport. Everybody comes and watches. And my neighbour, when the fire service did eventually come, my next door neighbour says, I'll stay up the stairs. She didn't want to come out. She didn't, you know what I mean? She doesn't want to be seen to be crying out. There's 6 people standing. There's maybe 24 people standing watching it. You know, and all we're doing is we're trying to keep the water from the house. But once it goes in, you can't go into the house because you're letting more water in. We're trying to keep the doors closed.
Meanwhile, your 91-year-old neighbour.
Mm-hmm. And I've another elderly neighbour down the street, and I was down last night, and Stephen, see when he opened his door, the water coming out of his house at 11:30 was ridiculous.
And these really elderly, that 91-year-old, Philip.
Yeah.
What state's she in?
She hurt her back trying to lift stuff to give her daughter a hand to move.
Oh, for goodness sake.
And she's just totally... I've seen her looking out her window last night, her upstairs window, and my heart was broken for her. You know, she's lived here for 30 years, and she was just totally distraught. You know, she didn't even want to come down the stairs when the fire brigade came, or sorry, when the fire and rescue came. She didn't want to come down the stairs, and she says, no, we'll stay put. And I actually spoke to her daughter after the fire and rescue left, and she just felt, she doesn't want to seem to be getting carried out. It's her house. She's lived here for over 30 years.
So she's in trouble.
She's in trouble.
Well, we need to make sure she gets help immediately.
Honestly, Stephen, it's just frightening. We've been on with the insurance companies, and the insurance companies, they're trying their hardest, but they're busy at the minute. Everybody seems to be busy, but my biggest priority now is the street. We have family members coming to give us a hand. It's the same with all the neighbours in the street, and what we're worried about is them carrying some sort of dirt or debris into the house. Canterbury Borough Council, don't know, I haven't heard. I've been told the flood line really doesn't go active until 9 o'clock. I was speaking to...
I see that Danny Kennedy, the minister, is saying that the flood line has not worked as it was supposed to have.
Well, no, it sort of fell apart. My wife was on the phone. Stephen, our landlines are down. Our phones, our mobile phones were actually... the battery had died because of... We were on the phone with everybody.
But, like, I'm clenching my fist here. You know, when these Stephen, flood lines... You know, what's the point of having a flood line if it doesn't work during a flood?
Stephen,
who is responsible? Who set it up? Who looks over the contingency? Is that person in any way embarrassed today? What does Danny Kennedy mean? The flood line didn't work during a flood?
Embarrassed, Stephen. It's gross misconduct. I don't care what anybody says. It has to be gross misconduct. If you're not doing your job, somebody needs to answer for this. And I am not sitting on my hands anymore. I had five friends around helping out, getting us sorted out. We had generators going in the street. Now, these are personal friends of mine trying to help out. There was no agencies here. And I don't know how I'm going to repay them. You know, they said they don't want anything. You know, take us out, buy us a beer, this, that and the other. But I said, turn around and I said, like, where was the agencies? You know, where was Castlereagh Borough Council? You know, we didn't want to leave our houses.
Listen, Philip, you've made a very powerful contribution at the top of this show this morning, wish you all the best. And we need to make sure that you and your neighbours and that 90, the image that you portrayed this morning of that 90-year-old upstairs looking out her window needing help, we need to get her help quickly.
This woman was crying. You know, I mean, like, what do you do? Her daughter's house was flooded, and her daughter just left her house and waded through nearly a metre of water to get to her mother. We didn't want to start getting into houses because you don't want to create any more water. Okay. But I see one of my neighbours has just walked past my window with a flask of tea because all the electric's off.
Philip, I've got to leave it there. But listen, thank you so much, and we're thinking about you, and you and I will stay in touch with each other. Is that okay?
Cheers, mate. Don't worry, I'll not be sitting on my hands.